I would like to share some thoughts on an important topic that I hope is close to all of our hearts, namely the topic of encouragement, especially among us Christians, namely encouragement in times of a lack of role models, or I could also say, in times of spiritual drought, which many of us are certainly suffering from. That was a few months ago. I was on vacation somewhere with my youngest daughter Tabitha. And then someone asked me on the way, quite spontaneously, "Dad, who would you like to sit next to in heaven?" No, of course I said it spontaneously, decently, I'm always a man of course. She said, "Of course, but with which person from the Bible or from church history?" That's a bit more difficult. There are so many interesting people in the New Testament, in the Old Testament, that I would like to talk to. Many from church history, about whom I have learned and experienced a little bit. I have lots of pictures hanging in my study next to my bookshelves, cabinets. Men from the Reformation, from the Revival, from the Brethren movement, from today's time, not that many, but some of them. And I've deliberately included them there, because it's important to me. And we are also admonished in the Epistle to the Hebrews that we should pay attention to this cloud of witnesses listed in chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, and that we should imitate their faith and that they should practically encourage us to live as they lived. And I would like to look at a hero of faith with you today, who is not so well known and who is somewhat overshadowed by great men like the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, Jacob and so on, Joseph or the kings, who are role models, but who stood somewhat modestly on the sidelines, but who is an extraordinary role model for me, in his modesty and a very worthy man. I would like to say something about Jonathan, the son of Saul. Just one scene, a small scene from his very interesting life, I would like to read briefly, namely in Samuel chapter 14, verse 1. "Now it happened on a certain day that Jonathan the son of Saul said to his servant who bore his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the garrison of the Philistines, which is over there.'" But his father did not like it. Verse 6. "And Jonathan said to the young man or the servant who bore his armor, 'Come, let us go over to the garrison of the uncircumcised. Perhaps the Lord will work for us, for with the Lord there is no obstacle to salvation by many or by few.' And his armor bearer said to him, 'Do whatever is in your heart. Turn around when you want. Behold, I am with you according to your heart.' And then they set off. This is a very interesting story. It's too long to go into everything. But the two of them set off against a superior force of Philistines, and at the end you can read how through faithfulness, through devotion, trust in the Lord, something very powerful happens and a huge army of Philistines pleads. Verse 22, "And all the men of Israel who had hidden themselves in the mountains of Ephraim, who were soldiers, when they heard that the Philistines had fled, they also pursued him in battle, and then the Lord saved Israel that day." Yes, it's a pity that we can't go into everything here, but I would like to try to say something briefly about the name and also about the origin of Jonathan. His name alone is worth preaching, because Jonathan means gift of God or God's gift. And this Jonathan really did his name honor. If we read his story further, we find that the people of Israel lived and valued him very much. His armor bearer here, a kind of friend, trusted him for life and death. And David, as we all know, loved him as his own soul, and made a covenant with him. And I would like to apply this to us as well. God's gift, Jonathan. Each of us who is a child of God, who is born again, is also a gift from God, a gift from God and a blessing for the church, for the assembly. And each of us has also received a gift from God to serve the church and honor God. And that is what makes Jonathan's life special. He was truly a gift from God for the church, if we may put it that way, and used his abilities to bless his fellow brothers and sisters. The question for us is, are we also those who delight, gift, and enrich our fellow brothers and sisters, or are we a burden or a burden to them? And when we think of Jonathan's background, we realize that the psychologists of that time would certainly not have promised him a future.